and you get to have a little more of a sampling of that particular person. And before we bring up Michelle Belay, I'll just tell you that after her set, Jay Kensinger and I will be doing a number, and then Proper Ladies, and then Owen Kennedy, and then we'll have our feature time, and then we have a lot more open mic. But right now, I'm very pleased to welcome Michelle Belay, a wonderful performer. She's not only a performance poet, but she's also been doing beautiful things on the keyboard. And Michelle, would you come up? Let's give Michelle Belay a big welcome. And so we're very glad that she's here with us tonight, and I think she's going to have at least one guest performer with her. And but we thought that we'd surprise her a little because she has a rather major birthday coming up on April 2nd. So would you all sing to Michelle? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michelle. Happy birthday to you. She just turned 3, okay? Congratulations, Michelle. Enjoy your set.
The vertically challenged among us.
Yeah, I can just turn this way, that's all. Yeah. Whatever works, then I'll play after.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my first time here. It's a cool space. I love all the glass, you know. Thank you so much again. I'm going to read a couple of poems. Owen has been kind enough to offer to back me up on the second one, and then I'll play a piece. This first one is called The Dream Closet. My father passed away at the age of 90, never fulfilling his life's dream of traveling to the Canadian Rockies, something he always wanted to do and just never got around to doing it. The Dream Closet. It was early spring, the night I heard the rustling within my father's clothes closet. A knocking, random yet persistent. Winter branches tapping on pitted glass, seeking refuge from the dark. I turned the antique doorknob on the old oaken door, solid with intricate moldings in the fashion of earlier years. The door reluctantly pulled open, its worn hinges sighing. A whiff of evergreen caressed me, the piney scent imbued with fresh cold. Rustling and bumping continued from the back of the musty, dark closet. Suddenly, a hoof appeared, then another, softly clumping towards us. A colossal antler emerged. Twinkling eyes gleaming in the muted light of the archaic gas lamp. He pushed his way forward, his huge moose body thrusting through the forest of outdated trousers and suit coats, one of my father's Italian silk ties draped over his neck, another hanging from his left antler. He radiated an essence of mountain wonder, tiny bouquets of evening primrose stitching the edge of pine sap gleaming from his phosphorescent coat. He winked at me, and I reached up to adjust the tie, gently pulling the knot into place, removing the other from his antler. He shook his withers, snorted through his formidable moose nostrils. He sniffed the warmer scent of the room, tossed his monumental head, and slowly plodded past me, out of the closet and into the dark of night, his retreating form illumined by the canopy of swirling stars, the closet behind him now, forever. I turned back to close the door and thought I glimpsed a shooting star sparking into the dark of the closet, showering bits of light, little shimmers of forgotten dreams. I thought I heard the very faint chirping of a spring peeper, primitive with its amphibian song. Thank you. Thank you so much, Owen.
I just heard some peepers today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Peepers are coming out. That's a great sign. Yay. Cool. This is entitled, excuse me, losing my voice. This is entitled, Even Barbie is an Immigrant. Barbie was originally created as a Build Lily doll in West Germany in the early 1950s, based on a comic strip printed in Die Bild Zeitung. I don't know how good my German is here. The main character named Build Lily, who used her feminine wiles to maneuver her way through the male-dominated business world, maintaining her independence. Even Barbie is an immigrant. We're immigrants on this planet. We squat this whirling sphere of molten rock with critters, one-celled wigglies, two-legged stompers. We bray, push to the front of the line. The Liberty Queen stands in the harbor, covered in bird dung, layers of soot, the message low by her feet. Give me your tired, your poor. A siren to lure ancestors to the island. They morph into ant-cheap labor, baited by promises, golden gateways, cheap dreams. They filter through immigrant sieves, family names shred to silly syllables. Cultures colloid into the jello mix. Compliance, bland batters of conformity. Tested, taunted, some of them fall into death, sift through the mesh of niggling fishermen who burn them with the ice of welcome. Even Barbie is an immigrant, shuffled through the gateway of Mattel, saucy Teutonic origins transmuted to a prim version of fabricated femininity, genuine plastic outfitted with mantis legs and a wasp waist to pass de rigueur of our tight white society, safely synthetic for our little girls. We draw imaginary lines between countries, assign men with rifles and dogs to guard holy boundaries. No crossing liberty's land. Scream out, foreigners. But we are also foreign, like early refugees, to escape the prejudice slap. We immigrate and rename those already here, steal their land, enslave and murder them. They already live here thousands of years. They never own land. We cannot harness clouds. We cannot funnel oceans. They shake their heads over fancy words for territory, beads for dirt. We can't claim the earth, can't divide her waters, can't trap her air. We cannot own her. We all just rent here, ignoring the landlady. Thank you so much, Owen. That was wonderful. Thank you. Very cool. That was really cool. Goodbye. Thanks again. Turning four is the new three. Thank you very much.
Okay, our next performers are Ellen Schmidt and Jay Kensinger.